Welcome to the Social Standard Podcast. I'm Jessica Phillips, and I'm the founder and CEO of The Social Standard, a full-service influencer marketing agency. As a leader, I'm always striving to set new standards in our industry. My goal with this podcast is to highlight those who are doing the same. On each episode, our guests will take us through their own journey, what motivated and inspired them to try something new, and how they ultimately set the standard in their field. On top of that, they will provide actionable insights and ideas on how you can set the standard in your own way. So grab a cup of coffee and let's get to it. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Social Standard Podcast. We have a very fun topic today and a really great guest to help us walk through it. So we're going to be talking about RV life, which has been a trend that's been happening, I think, for the last couple of years. Really more than that, but it has exploded tremendously on social media. So today we have Melanie Richmond here, who leads the nationwide influencer program and been building that out for the last 2 years for Camping World and Good Sam. So I'm excited to have you on the podcast, Melanie. What's up and welcome.
Thanks. I'm excited to be here. Really pumped to kind of talk about all the things that we've been doing with Camping World and just RV life in general. Yeah.
I mean, RV life, it's such a fun topic, right? I think almost everyone that I talk to has like an RV lifestyle account that they follow, whether it's on Instagram or YouTube or TikTok, right? Because it's been way too fun. And I think it was already something that I felt like was building from, if you remember, like 5-6 years ago, van life was like a big thing on Instagram, right? With all these influencers living out of their vans. And then you had all of these families who were traveling the world, right? Like the bucket list family. And they were just doing a whole bunch of cool stuff. And then these trends sort of merged together to create RV life. And I think that really took off the last couple of years, right? With COVID and everything, everyone just kind of went through it. So you've got families who are traveling, families who are homeschooling and traveling out of their RVs. It was just insane. And I know that RVs, I mean, getting an RV was even hard for a little while, right? I think that's sort of come down and now it seems to come back a little bit. But it's just so interesting to watch some of the content that these influencers have created, because it all starts out as lifestyle content of like, this is cool, this is really interesting. And then it made this sort of transformational moment where they started doing education-based content about how to service your RV, how to find this, how to do this when you're traveling, how to change a tire, you know, all these sort of like things that you kind of have to know. And it really, I mean, in my opinion, it takes like the average viewer and makes them believe that they can do it, which I can only imagine helps, you know, businesses and things like Camping World, right? As people try to get their hands on that. So I think that's all pretty interesting. I know you've been working really hard over the last 2 years at Camping World to build this nationwide program. So just before we jump in, for those who may not be familiar, give us just a little background on Camping World, who you guys are.
Yeah. So Camping World, we are like the number one RV dealer in the US. So we have dealerships all over. We also have retail stores. You can kind of pick up anything you need for the RV life, whether it's like RV toilet paper or like chocks and hoses and like all those sort of necessities that you wouldn't think of as just kind of like an average consumer. Sure. But we have very like specialized RV products. And then we also have our Good Sam brand. So that's kind of everything post RV purchase. So we have our Good Sam Club, where you get like discounts on fuel and, you know, campground stays and stuff like that. We have RV rentals, which we just launched, which has been great. We kind of have everything. It sort of runs the gamut.
That's awesome. Yeah. I've been to a Camping World because my family and I, we were looking at RVs about a year ago, just to kind of, you know, dip the toe in the water and see what everything was all about. And actually, interestingly enough, our CRO, Dylan, he and his family bought an RV, a very old RV, at the beginning of COVID, and they were traveling around in it for a year and a half. So
yeah.
I mean, he was taking meetings from it. It's like every time we got on a Zoom call, he was in a different place and a different background. And it was a really fun conversation starter for a lot of the Zoom meetings that we were having. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think the pandemic really just opened up the opportunity to more people, like with everyone being able to work remotely for like really the first time everyone, I feel like, was doing it. And then you just had that flexibility to be like, you know what? Like, let's go travel. Like, I can work from anywhere. Like, why not do it from a national park?
Exactly. And some of the influencers that you've worked with have been really – have had such like a diverse array of experiences that I think it's been really cool to watch and kind of track. I mean, and if you think about like, so you've been there about 2 years, how has that really changed? Like, how has RV life and like the community and the interest, like how has that changed in the last 2 years? Obviously we've already talked about it's grown quite a bit, but like what was the point when Camping World said, okay, we need to get into the influencer space?
Yeah. So Camping World, before I started, they would work with an influencer every now and then on like events or like written content, like contributing to our blog and stuff like that. So when I started in August of 2020, they had signed maybe a few partners, but it didn't really have that structure yet. And then, I mean, with the pandemic and everything, obviously, as we mentioned, it just exploded. So I kind of came in to help kind of build that program up, get some like longer term partners, and just kind of have that constant like stream of content coming in. But I think one of the biggest changes is really just like who's RVing. Obviously, with van life and everything, you kind of have these like younger people, you know, traveling in a van. But I think historically, the stereotype of an RVer is a retired couple who's like traveling around the US. And I think it's been really nice to see that there are still retired people coupling, but there are retired people traveling. But there's also, you know, millennials and young families, and like everyone can do it. So that's been really fun kind of building the program and getting to work with, you know, we work with a pair of travel nurses who have been traveling to different hospitals throughout the pandemic, living in their RV. They also have a truck camper for taking those shorter trips. So yeah, we've really kind of expanded the program to hit all those different demographics and just have all these new people show what it's like to RV.
That's so interesting. I mean, it's great for the overall RV like trend and community and all that sort of stuff, but it is so interesting how one thing sparks such a huge change in the way that people like really approach life, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I think, I mean, it sounds bad, but I feel like COVID, all the problems and everything that came with it, but it really opened up that like flexibility for people.
It did. I mean,
to really get out there.
There's a silver lining in everything. And I think it's appropriate to look at that, especially now that we're really sort of out of the weeds.
Right.
But yeah. And I think that's great. And it seems to me like it just used to be this like little cottage industry, right? You know, exactly like you were saying, and now it's expanded so much. I mean, I know we, and how we got connected is that the Social Standard represents Tiffany Mitchell, who is an influencer, a lifestyle influencer who got married in the last couple of years, and her husband is a musician and they travel around playing. They just had a child who's one, and they do everything in and out of their RV. So it was a perfect, it's a very cool story, and it's a perfect sort of match for you guys. But it's just, to me, it's been so interesting to see how many RV companies and products and things are actually reaching out and really getting into the market, right?
Yeah,
I mean, definitely. It's not just huge sort of, and when I think of Camping World, I think of like, you know, you guys own a big chunk of the market, so it makes sense for you guys to be there. But it's like even water filters for RV.
Right.
You know, people are coming and doing this sort of stuff. So to me, that's the marker of a mature niche, if you will, on social media. But I mean, how do you guys think about like which influencers to work with, right? Because it sounds to me like you've got a little bit of a moving target.
Yeah, it's always a moving target. I mean, I think we look for people who have cool stories to tell and like are authentic to the lifestyle. It's always a plus when you have someone that's like genuinely passionate about RVing, or like Tiffany was so like pumped when we reached out. She's like, oh my God, we have to go to Camping World all the time. We're there literally like three times a week. So like, it just totally makes sense. So I think we're really just looking for cool stories, cool people who have taken to the road, and we can kind of showcase that, RVing is for everyone.
Yeah. Well, and that's something that's interesting too. So we do a lot of work with automotive. And, you know, part of the challenge with automotive is that you have to get people a car to create content with, which is a very expensive asset. And there's a whole bunch of like, you know, red tape around it. But how are you guys approaching that with influencers? It sounds like you're looking for people who are already in RVs mainly, but are you also, do you have situations where you give someone an RV if they're looking to start their journey, and you kind of set them up in the whole process?
Yeah. So we kind of have three different layers, I would guess. So we have, people who are already living the RV lifestyle. They bought an RV. It doesn't even matter if it was from Camping World per se, but like they are, you know, a good representative of someone RVing. So that's kind of one category, that influencers that we look for. And then obviously that's the fastest way to get going, right? Like someone already has an RV, they already know what they're doing. Content can be going out instantly. But we do like RV leases for people who haven't RV'd before, you know, maybe they've taken like one or two trips, but haven't like taken the jump to get an RV. So we will do like leases for influencers so they can like try it out for like 6 months. Or even if someone has RV'd before, you know, maybe they've never done a fifth wheel or like a motorhome. So we can lease them out an RV to kind of have that experience. And then we also, since we launched rentals, we also are working with people who have never RV'd before, don't have any interest in buying one in the near future, you know, people that are living in cities but still want to have that RV experience. So yeah, kind of a mix between the RV lifestyle, people who already get it, and total newbies.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I didn't realize you guys were doing the rentals as well, which makes that component a little bit easier. I'm just always fascinated by, I mean, because an RV is expensive. It's not like it's a, you know, an expensive piece of equipment. So figuring out who the right influencer is and who is trustworthy is, you know, a big deal. And then people don't think about it, but you have all these little like things like insurance. You know, and like sometimes there's workers' comp that has to be, you know, thrown into the mix and all this sort of stuff. So it can complicate the process pretty quickly. But, you know, the fact that you can do kind of both is good. And I guess, you know, it makes me wonder if prior to the pandemic, you guys would have had as much luck finding influencers who were traveling in their RVs, or if your strategy would have been a little different, right? Maybe more with the rentals and the leases.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point. Cause I think, for the most part, when people are working their standard jobs, like, yeah, they may not have the opportunity to go on like 3 month long RV trips or like do anything sort of long-term. So I do think that if the pandemic hadn't kind of kickstarted that remote working trend, that we probably would have had to shift our strategy a bit, and probably, you know, rely more heavily on the rental sort of market. Mm-hmm. Whereas now we kind of get to do both and push, you know, have let both people things. Try RVing. Yeah.
That's awesome. I don't know. For me, it's like I have this like pipe dream of also doing all the things that like Tiffany and a lot of other influencers are doing, where you just pack up the house. You're like, forget it. We're on the road. We're going. We're doing. So for me, I can't get enough of talking about this content and like following all the people that are doing it. I just think it's so interesting. But what, you know, when you are looking at influencers and you're looking at like the way that I understand it is you don't necessarily do like campaign style initiatives, but it's you set up with ambassadors. You do longer term partnerships, and then you sort of weave in messages that are appropriate based on the time of year that you're partnering with them. Is that roughly correct?
Yeah, we do campaigns occasionally, but we really like building those relationships with long term partners, and just, yeah, kind of having that steady stream of content that works in with their lifestyle. And yeah, so we like to work with people on kind of that longer term, you know, timeline. And then as campaigns pop up or different, you know, product promotions come up or launches, stuff like that, then we'll kind of give them a heads up like, hey, like we're launching our design center, so you can get like RV renovation stuff. And they can incorporate that kind of as it makes sense.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And do you guys do, like, obviously the influencers are posting the content on their channel. That makes perfect sense. But how active are you guys or intentional with taking the content that influencers are producing and putting it on Camping World's account and then putting paid behind it? Is that part of your strategy?
Yeah, so we do a little bit of everything. Yeah, we do kind of the regramming game. But with the introduction of the collaborator tool, we've been doing a lot of that on Instagram, you know, having our influencers and both Camping World and Good Sam invite our influencers to be collaborators on different posts. So that's been really well. And then for larger campaign launches and stuff, we do like whitelist influencer content. We are working on kind of a more evergreen strategy for whitelisting content, even just to do, you know, a small amount just to get a little extra engagement and just get more eyeballs on it. But yeah, I mean, I think the collaborator tool has definitely been a huge benefit to everyone.
Got you. And how do you guys look at the brand collaborator tool and say, like, what means success for you when it comes to the brand collaboration tool?
I feel like just in general, like both audiences, both the influencers audience and our audience kind of resonating with the post. And it's an opportunity for us because so much of social content, I feel like, you know, we have different RVs that we need to show off. We have some of the products and it can be a little more like promo-y.
Sure.
But when we work with the influencers, that's a great opportunity to get that lifestyle content and really get those like fun videos of people, you know, dancing on the roof of their RV and like looking out at the beautiful sunset and like those sorts of things that we just aren't there capturing. As much as all of us want to live in an RV, not many of us do. So, you know, it's not like our social person can just like hop out of her RV and like make that video. So like that's where influencers are really, really great because they are living the lifestyle and get that cool content.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the brand collaboration tool is huge. I think it makes a ton of sense. Where we've seen some slight hiccups is, you know, matching up when the influencer is going to post versus like what's going on with the brand's own social content calendar and like how that fits in. I don't know if you guys have seen that. It seems maybe like it's a growing pains thing versus like an overall issue, but have you guys had any issues there?
Yeah, it's definitely hard because, you know, the social team's working a couple weeks out on the content calendar. Influencers are generally more of a quick turnaround. It's like, hey, here's this post. Can I post it today? So yeah, we've definitely experienced those growing pains and we're still trying to figure out what the best process is for this because, you know, we don't want to have people being like, okay, yeah, like we actually don't have space in the content calendar for another 3 weeks. Do you mind waiting until May to post this? And it's like, well, no, we kind of want to get it up. So we're still trying to work that out on our end. And I think we'll get there and get to a good cadence or, you know, just have reserved days for those influencer collabs and stuff like that. Definitely. But yeah, there's definitely some growing pains for sure.
Yeah. As with any new tools, but I thought when Instagram came out with that, that tool and feature, I thought, wow, this makes a lot of sense. So it's good to see it's working well for you guys. So what do you look at when, you know, for a long-term brand ambassador partnership, how do you think about your KPIs? Like what's your goal besides content and reach? Is there anything else that you guys are trying to achieve or are those really the main focuses?
Yeah. I mean, of course, like beautiful content, always a plus. We like working with people that are, you know, really good on camera and we can do like collaborative projects, you know, video projects, feature them in a series, stuff like that. But I think like KPI wise, you know, reach is important. Engagement rate is super important. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of looking at sentiment to see like, are people responding well to this content? Are they, you know, talking positively or negatively about our brands? And then we also have like our affiliate program. So really trying to get more people involved in that kind of to track conversions and also have them earn some extra commission on the side when they're naturally kind of promoting these products. So yeah, I think conversions and kind of tracking like web traffic is also like a very big focus for us too.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think it really is for everyone. And Instagram's made it a little bit easier there with stories to do that, which has been great. But definitely. I know it's hard to know too exactly like, are you driving foot traffic? Are these influencers sending people into the stores, right? Because so much of RV life and RVers is not ordering stuff online. I mean, I've definitely seen, you know, here's how to order, you know, Amazon on life. And, you know, you can send stuff to places and things, but because you guys are everywhere, it's probably just as easy to stop into a store and do that. So I would imagine the measurement piece is a little bit tricky.
Definitely.
You know, in terms of figuring that out.
Yeah. And I mean, especially if you're buying an RV, like you're not going to order that online. Like that's kind of hard to track. Right, exactly. So, you know, I'm sure there are plenty of influencers who have inspired people to go out and get an RV and we never know it because it's just like, oh, they saw their post and then they were like, you know what, let's do this. But there's kind of no concrete way to track that. We are working on trying to set up an affiliate program of sorts for actual RV sales that come from like our partners, but that's kind of a longer term goal. But that would be really cool to be like, okay, yeah, I saw Tiffarelli's post. We got inspired. Now we mention her name. And then like, there's a way to like do those kickbacks and stuff, which would be really, really interesting to see for sure.
It would be. I think the same thing would be interesting for automotive. And even I know there are a lot of people that are just buying cars because there's so many shortages in the automotive industry right now. I've seen so many people just buy cars on a Carvana and you basically do that all online. Yeah. And it's delivered to your door. So who knows? Maybe the RV world is not too far away from something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Could be we might be working on something kind of like that.
There you go.
In the future.
Hey, hey, you never know. So, you know, we've talked a lot about how the impact of COVID here on the RV life trend, but you know, it also kicked up TikTok in a lot of ways. And I personally have seen a tremendous amount of content with RV life on TikTok. I also have seen a tremendous amount, obviously on Instagram and then reels and static posts. Is there a platform that you guys are seeing that's performing better for you?
I would say TikTok performs well, Instagram performs well. Depending on the YouTuber, YouTube obviously does well. Sure. I think what's nice about TikTok is obviously, I mean, it's just growing like crazy. And I think it is like a perfect format for this sort of RV lifestyle content. But I think like the biggest plus for TikTok is that it's conditioned you to see content from people that you're not normally following. Mm-hmm. So it's so much easier for someone to post something and then have it, you know, go viral or just like be seen by all these people that aren't following them. So I think that's one of the big benefits of TikTok and, you know, working with TikTok creators is like, you can definitely, you have the option of reaching a much bigger audience, than you might on like Instagram or something where it's kind of sorted by followers or chronological and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. I think that's a point that I don't think a lot of marketers necessarily consider when they think about TikTok. And I mean, if you're doing the RV life, it's a very real kind of type of content, you know? Like, mm-hmm. yes, there are beautiful shots and people do a great job with all that because you're outside and you're in an amazing location. So how's your content not going to look great? Right. But it has that level of authenticity that, you know, the TikTok audience craves, right? Yeah, so
definitely.
I can see how that works. It's, you know, Instagram, in my opinion, I think Instagram is still sort of the brand darling of social media for the majority of brands, but TikTok is really, I mean, they're coming in hot. So.
Oh yeah. And I think a lot of brands were kind of 50% of them were kind of scared. Like, what is this thing? Like, how do we use it? But I feel like the brands that have embraced it have done really well. And it is like totally, it's thinking so much differently than like you would for like, just like your typical Instagram post. Like, you can do crazy things on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have the chance to reach, like, you could have a post that reaches like 20 million people.
Absolutely.
But I just feel like you don't have that necessarily like on Instagram. Like, of course you can hit the explore page and stuff like that. But I feel like, yeah, with TikTok, there's just so many opportunities. And the second that they make, which are already working on, obviously making things more trackable and like they have the brand mm-hmm. insights and everything now, like, yeah, it's just going to get bigger and bigger, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, and short form video is sort of a perfect format for RV mm-hmm. life as well, isn't it? I mean, you don't necessarily like, yeah, you can do long form and people are really interested in that, but like, it's way more fun to get the energy and the feel of what you're doing in a quick second than to do just like one beautiful post to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh yeah, totally.
So the combination of those two. And are you guys seeing a lot of people, when you do Instagram, is Reels a popular tool for a lot of your creators, or are they still sort of getting they're kind of up and coming on the Reels?
I feel like most people are starting to do almost like exclusively Reels on Instagram, okay.
Yeah,
which is kind of a bummer because I love the like beautiful photography days of Instagram. But you know, it's like, you can tell they just don't perform as well. Like, Reels are being heavily prioritized. So we definitely see the most success with Reels. And I think for the most part, especially like newer influencers that we started working with, like, yeah, it's almost all Reels that they're doing.
That makes sense. And is that echoed on Camping World and Good Sam's accounts? Like, are your followers and your audiences, are they engaging more with video, or are they still really enjoying the static posts?
Yeah, I think video just performs so much better overall. And our social team members that, you know, kind of manage the posting and everything are always like, reels, 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 reels.
They're more like, video, please. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting. And you mentioned YouTube too. I don't want to leave YouTube out, but you know, especially when you're looking at like deep dives into education, like our RV buying process or mm-hmm. like, you know, longer term videos. I know Tiffany does some of her experience like vlogging out on the road. Are you still seeing that as popular, or is that something that's kind of taken a backseat given TikTok and Instagram?
I feel like it kind of just depends on the creator. I would say overall, okay. It's probably taken a little bit of a backseat. I know. And then YouTube has the shorts now too. So I feel like a lot of people will be like, okay, I made this reel, post it on TikTok, post it on Instagram, do it as like a YouTube short. And then it's like, don't necessarily feel compelled to make like longer form video.
Sure.
But I think when you get into the more technical stuff, like YouTube is really great, whether you're doing like a renovation or like how to install solar panels or like what, you know, products do you need for a trip. And kind of those more like granular sort of pieces of content, I think YouTube is great. We have some great partners, you know, kind of who are pros and, you know, RV modifications and stuff like that, who are able to create really engaging YouTube content.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think that's where YouTube shines the most, for sure. There's no question.
Oh, definitely.
Do you think, I mean, when you look at some of the influencers in the RV life, are they mainly focused on Instagram and TikTok, or do you see a lot of people trying to do all three? Because that is a lot of work.
I would say, I mean, I feel like this is the answer for all things influencer marketing. It kind of depends on the person. I do feel like people generally, I feel like it's hard to manage like all three and like do them all well. So I feel like normally you kind of see people prioritizing like one or two of those channels. And if someone is able to do all three, like, that's awesome. But I know it's like just so much work and so much to keep up with.
Well, and it seems like if they're able to do all three, it seems like they're a YouTuber first.
Yep.
And then you know, Instagram and YouTube go hand in hand. And then TikTok is kind of like, you know, it's different, but you can figure it out easier as a YouTube. Whereas I feel like going from TikTok to YouTube is a very tough transition, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And have you guys thought about, I mean, I know TikTok's come out and said, all right, we're doing 10-minute videos now. So is that some, that's kind of curious to see how that goes. I think my theory there is the success of that is going to be really dependent upon the user experience. If you're shoving a bunch of 10-minute videos in with a bunch of 30-second, 60-second videos, it's going to totally blow up in their face, I think. but their algorithm has proved to be pretty intelligent. So if they can sort of move that to, like, you know, you kind of come to TikTok and you say, okay, I'm in the mood to just be quickly entertained. Boom, I go to the short videos. Or I want to check out, you know, I have 15 minutes to kill. I want to watch something interesting, and you can go over to a different side. And then I think their algorithm has just proved to be very intelligent and very, very good at figuring out what you like. And so if they can do something along those lines, I think it actually will be pretty successful. Right. If it's just one big mash of everything, kind of like how Instagram is, I don't think it'll be successful. And I think when you look at IGTV, you can see the writing on the wall there, right?
R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P. R.I.P. IGTV. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Is that something you guys would you guys consider doing 10-minute videos on TikTok? Or are you saying, hey, you know what? We've got YouTube for that, and that's what we're keeping it at.
I think we're always open to, like, trying new things. Yeah, I would be curious to see kind of how the user experience goes. I know as, like, a TikTok user myself, I feel like sometimes even the 3-minute videos feel a little long. So I feel like, yeah, getting a surprise, here's a 10-minute video, I feel like won't be as engaging as if you can, like, just choose, like, okay, yeah, I'm interested in doing some deep dives on some of these things. So I think it kind of depends how they do it. But I mean, yeah, I feel like if people want to create the content or, like, are excited to try it, like, you could definitely do some, you know, tutorials and stuff and kind of utilize that longer time frame for sure.
Absolutely. And I mean, you guys might be in a good spot to do that, right? If you want to, like, somebody's already on TikTok and it's like you have this great video and you're like, if you want to find out how to do this, just click, you know, click over here or whatever. And they don't even have to leave the platform. I think that would be genius.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, so, and I know a lot of times when we're working, you happen to be out of the office because you are on set shooting, doing some production level stuff. So what is it like, what is it that you're doing? Are you doing brand related stuff? Are you helping influencers with social? Like, how does that work?
Yeah. So for the most part, we are creating, like, our own branded content and using the influencer as, like, the talent, quote unquote. Sure. A lot of what we do are telling those influencers stories. So creating just kind of, you know, longer form content that we can share on, like, YouTube and stuff, and then shorter clips for the other social channels. But like, for example, our Travel Different campaign. So that's all about, like, what makes RVing unique? Like, why is RVing the best way to travel? You know, kind of comparing it to, like, you know, long airport lines and noisy hotel neighbors. Like, you don't have to deal with that. You can just have all your stuff packed and just drive to the next place, step outside, and you're like, oh my God, look, the Grand Canyon. So that campaign has definitely, you know, we've been doing a lot of features on different influencers and kind of sharing their unique stories. So like Tiffany and Steve were a great one where it's like, they are living the RV life, and it seems in, like, a non-conventional way, like, doing it so that he can go on tour and they can, like, be together as a family the whole time. And that's just, like, a cool story to tell and kind of showcases a different way that you can RV that people may not have thought of previously.
Absolutely. So it sounds like you guys have kind of you've dove into branded content in a bigger way.
Definitely. Yeah, we have our whole content team. And then my role is kind of, you know, finding the people, the influencers with the cool stories. And then usually I'm on set, you know, just kind of make sure everything runs smoothly and we're kind of hitting these talking points. And then also, like, you know, if the influencer needs help getting content for their own channels or behind the scenes stuff, stuff like that, like, that's kind of where I can jump in.
That's awesome. So how, I mean, I would assume then that informs the decisions that you make when you're selecting the influencers.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, we'll work with people, and if they don't want to be, you know, featured in a video or on camera, that's, like, totally fine. But yeah, it's definitely helpful when we can find influencers who are engaging on camera and, like, good at, you know, talking in public and stuff like that, which most of them are, because that's their job. Like, they're talking into their camera and taking photos of themselves, so they're comfortable in front of the camera, which is, like, really helpful. And sometimes, actually, I would say a lot of times, like, they are going to be more engaging than hired, you know, actors or something, because they actually know what they're doing and are comfortable being in front of a camera.
And they come with a built-in audience, right? Which is huge.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, very cool. All right. Well, I appreciate your insights on all this stuff. I think it's really interesting. Like I said, I'm a big fan of the RV life, and I hope one day to be a participant in it as well. But
yeah,
before we let you go, I do want to ask our sort of standard question, which is, who is one influencer that has made a big impact on your life?
Okay, that's a tough one. When you sent me that question, I was like, oh God. I'm going to give two answers here. One, okay. I mean, I feel like all the influencers that I've worked with over, like, the last, like, 8 years have been awesome. So, like, individually, they've all kind of impacted, like, my life and my career in, like, different ways. But as far as, like, one influencer that I just follow and enjoy on, like, a personal level, I have followed Cassie Ho from Blogilates.
Yeah.
For, like, forever. Yeah. And I just, like, love her content. Like, I think she's done a really great job of kind of evolving with the times. You know, she was doing TikTok pandemic workout videos like right in the beginning, and has just kind of really done a great job kind of from, you know, my career mindset of like, wow, like she jumps onto all these new platforms, does all this cool stuff. Yep. But then also just personally, like I really enjoy her content. I've done her workouts. I've bought her clothing line stuff. So yeah, I would say
she's an OG influencer.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, she's been around for a while. That's a good one. Yeah, I haven't checked her out in a while, but I think you're reminding me that maybe I need to give her another look. So
yeah,
there's so many great influencers in the fitness world these days. She definitely sort of was at the beginning, the forefront of the trend. So
yeah, definitely. That's so cool. It's been great following her.
Yeah, that's a great answer. I like both of those a lot. So, well, hey, good. Melanie, it was awesome talking with you. I'm excited to continue to follow along with what you guys are doing, and hopefully soon I'll be knocking on your door saying, "Hey, I'm gonna go buy an RV. Which one do you think I should get?" So,
yeah, if you want to try it out, just let me know. We'd love to get you out there.
Yeah, that sounds good. All right, well, thanks a lot. I hope you enjoyed the conversation as much as I did. If you're interested in setting the standard in influencer marketing, please check out our website, www.sostandard.com, or give us a follow on Instagram and LinkedIn. Be sure to head over to the Social Standard YouTube channel to check out the video version of this show. If you're enjoying this podcast, please support us by subscribing, sharing, or leaving a review.